This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. 74 cities and 65 counties have declared emergencies as flooding has enveloped states like Nebraska and multiple others in the Midwest. Vice President Pence is going to survey the destruction across the Midwest today because there has been historic flooding that has killed at least four people, leveled bridges, and submerged huge swaths of the regions. Now, we're looking at Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin already declaring states of emergencies. This was one of the most powerful late winter storm that we've seen in a while. They say it unleashed torrents of rain that melted snow, and then the surge overtook rivers and levees. It drove thousands of people from their homes. According to Washington Post, the floodwaters are remaining steady in some areas, receding in others. Some regions, however, are still bracing for major to historic and catastrophic flooding because some rivers, I guess, are going towards their crest this week. There's this rapid snow melt starting to occur in Missouri and the Mississippi River basins, according to the National Weather Service. And they say even if the floodwaters recede, you still have fast-moving water ripping across the region. Now, apparently, Nebraska has been one of the worst struck. They say 74 cities, 65 counties, and four tribal areas in Nebraska have declared states of emergency. Three deaths in Nebraska alone. They say more than 8 million people in 14 states are affected. 8 million. Pence said, we're heading to Nebraska today to survey the devastating flood damage to the people of Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, Kansas, and all regions impacted. We are with you. So 200 miles of levees have been compromised in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and the U.S., according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. There are fast rising waters. If you look at the map, you see multiple areas affected. They say North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, Mayor Tim Mahoney declared a state of emergency. So there's not a lot of areas in the Midwest that are dry. They say in Missouri, 130 people were urged to leave their Atchison County homes because of strained levees, three of which had been already overtopped by water. They say two-thirds of Nebraska's counties and tribal areas have declared a state of emergency. We talked about that. And farmers and ranchers are expecting at least $800 million in losses of livestock and crops. And the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services have warned that dirty floodwaters may have contaminated private wells. They say some farmers were marshaled to use heavy equipment for recovery and rescue efforts. Apparently, James Wilk, a farmer in Platte County, sped his tractor to a person trapped in a car. Apparently, the bridge had collapsed. And then James and the tractor went down into the floodwater below. Dying. Apparently, Betty Hamrick, 80 years old, of Platte County, died. She was trapped in her home by rising floodwater. Then, Alieto Rojas Galan died of his injuries in Lincoln, Nebraska, after being rescued in Iowa, and another man was killed by raging waters that overtook a dam in Spencer. So, pretty tragic. Now, the New York Times wrote a piece on why is there flooding? And they say that apparently, there was just kind of the perfect recipe for this. Now, they talked about how rain, obviously, was the immediate cause. The Weather Service's Omaha office recorded 1.37 inches last week. Then more fell to the north and the west, with Norfolk getting 2.27 inches. And Omaha usually averages less than an inch of rain the whole month. They've already had 2.15. And they say the devastating effect mainly came from what the rain obviously fell upon. You had a snow-covered region that couldn't absorb much of the water. So it had to go somewhere. They say a lot of it stems from the fall flooding in September and October. The soil was saturated in the fall. That's according to a meteorologist from Des Moines, Mindy Behrens. They said the moisture stayed on the ground all winter. Then it deep froze. Snow piled on top of it. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, warm air moved in. Then they got rain and the snow melted. So now you had kind of a double whammy. And they say the higher than average precipitation combined with warm temperatures, snow melt, and the frozen ground allowed a perfect storm for flooding. Ms. Behrens, the meteorologist, senior meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Des Moines, said the ingredients were in place. So the flat frozen land couldn't soak up the water. Then the water spread fast and furious, just like liquid wood on tile. The runoff then filled a lot of the rivers and the streams. And they said rather than the ground being soft, it was like concrete. They say in January, temperatures took a nosedive, and we had completely deeply frozen ground all the way south into Missouri. So forecasters knew that the snowy pack was building up and could cause flooding. Apparently, the snowpack started to melt the weekend of March 9th to 10th. But then you got rain on top of that. And so it was catastrophic. The Rockies got a lot of snow. You know, we might be seeing some of that in Nevada where I live. But whenever you have flooding, unfortunately, there's a lot of disease that could come. I mean, you know, we saw what happened with the hurricanes and Texas and, you know, Puerto Rico and, you know, Florida and, you know, Louisiana, New Orleans, you know, over the years and decades. You know, these hurricanes that come in or these storms or these, you know, winter, you know, melt-offs sometimes cause very similar sequelae. And floodwaters, you know, one is you can't live in wet. And your things can't live in wet because bacteria and pathogens love wet. They don't like dry. You don't really have a lot of microbes that love dry, but they really like wet, you know? And so, unfortunately, that's where parasites, bacteria, bad things can just brew. And, yeah, you could wash things off, right? You know, but any stagnant water, it's any stagnation, even if it's just a day, can already allow tons of things to multiply. You know, and then, of course, you know, people don't have power. You know, people aren't donating blood, you know, during, you know, flood-ravaged areas. So a lot of things start to then happen, and, you know, maybe you don't get your medicine in time. So prayers to everybody out there. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. A few days ago, we had been really saddened to hear that Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, had allegedly attempted suicide. Again, and this wasn't the first time. Now, I think Paris is exquisite. She actually went to my kid's school for a little time. And, you know, very pretty girl, and obviously going through a rough time, you know, with the allegations of about her father. She's 20 years old, and she is now speaking out. She's pretty mad. And she slammed a report that claimed she fell asleep at the wheel after she was photographed with her eyes closed at a gas station with her boyfriend in L.A. She said, parks at a gas station waiting for my boyfriend to pump gas, close his eyes to listen to a favorite song. Paps, meaning paparazzi, take a pic and zoom in so you can't see that I'm parked, and accused me of falling asleep at the wheel. When will this stop? She says, this past week, it's been nonstop bull blank. And she was actually out last night at the Dirt premiere in Monday evening. I mean, she's kind of had it rough. And with everything that's gone on with her late father, from what we understand, that might have been the cause of some of her recent suicide attempts. Now, from what we understand, I think it was Friday at about 7:28 a.m., officers responded to the 7200 block of Hillsdale for an ambulance attempt suicide. The victim had been transported to a local hospital. Now, that's according to a public information officer with the Los Angeles Police that told People magazine. And reps for Jackson State couldn't immediately be reached for comment. But, you know, people had surmised that it might have been because there's this, you know, new documentary, I believe, Neverland, coming out regarding Michael Jackson. And it's really kind of hard to hear that, you know, deal with all that. And especially with the pedophile claims and allegations against Michael Jackson and her father. And so I believe back in 2013, she had attempted committing suicide by splitting her wrists, allegedly, as well. She wasn't kept on a psychiatric hold. Apparently, she was released and, from what we understand, supervised by her team of doctors. You know, I really worry. When you have somebody with multiple attempts, you really, really worry. And, you know, she's an exquisite girl. And, you know, obviously strong, you know, dealing with the childhood she had to grow up with, you know. It's one of those things where, you know, we're seeing the signs, and I hope she's getting the help she needs because, you know, she comes out, she leaves, and then paparazzi tries to say she fell asleep at a wheel, and, you know, that's not what she needs to recover. And so what ends up happening is people are going to isolate themselves, going, well, I don't want to deal with people. And then the more you isolate yourself and not get back into your normal life, depression could ensue. So, you know, prayers to her. We're sorry this happened. Now, this is interesting. All right. There's a prominent gender reassignment surgeon who has had to resign from a University of Miami clinic because he's accused of posting photos of patients' genitalia with racist and homophobic comments on Instagram. Now, he denied making the comments and said that the account was hacked. Dr. Christopher Salgado told the Associated Press that he planned to continue his efforts to support transgender people and provide surgery for them. Now, the Miami Herald on Wednesday published what it said was an anonymous petition to the American College of Surgeons alleging that the University of Miami Health System surgeon posted graphic photos of male and female genitalia in various stages of surgery, along with hashtags seen as racist and homophobic. That was supposedly on his personal Instagram account. His Instagram account was @sexsurgeon. Now, the account has since been deleted. Now, the American College of Surgeons spokesman Dan Hamilton said in a statement that the college had not received such a petition and that Salgado was not even a member. He is a member of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. The organization did not respond to an email Thursday, and the alleged petition described the hashtags that appeared with the photos as horrifically inappropriate and questioned whether Salgado violated patient privacy laws. Now, the petition said that transgender patients are an incredibly vulnerable population as it relates to seeking medical care. We experience violence, neglect, misgendering, sexual assault, and more. To see a surgeon who claims to specialize in treating transgender patients using racist, homophobic, and transphobic hashtags is beyond unacceptable. Now, Salgado is, I guess, a 50-year-old section chief at the hospital's LGBTQ Center for Wellness, Gender and Sexual Health. So this is his field. This is why this story is very, very odd. This is his specialty. That doesn't seem very logical, but then he would turn around and then insult the very patients he takes care of. You know, I mean, which is why I'm definitely entertaining the idea that somebody hacked him. His account, especially since my Instagram has been attacked three times. I'm on my third Instagram account. I mean, I should probably just give it up altogether. But I'm tired of being hacked. I'm tired of, you know, there's not a lot of security with that. And so Salgado told the AP in an email that he had posted photos of the gender reassignment genitalia, and all of the patients have given consent. But he said the hashtags were ones he never saw in his life. He said he was hacked. Salgado said the petition was sent by a patient with gender dysphoria who was going through a difficult time in life. He says he loves the transgender population and has spent years caring for them. So he resigned. He's not admitting guilt. He, you know, still wants to help. He wasn't fired, but he resigned. And from what we understand, the hospital is doing an investigation. But this is, okay, so, you know, people ask about pictures being taken at plastic surgeon's office. Yeah, there are going to be pictures. Now, because of liability, a surgeon's not going to operate without taking a picture of you, which makes a lot of people nervous that there are naked pictures of them in doctor's offices to show the before and after. And doctor's offices are supposed to be kept safe, but, you know, people can hack, things can happen. And so some surgeons, I see this a lot, especially on Instagram, show before and after. You know, somebody asked me to follow them. It was some sort of a plastic surgeon, so I'm like, fine. And I'm getting liposuction pictures popping up on my Instagram, so I'm going to unfollow because I really don't want to see that because some of them are graphic. But before and after pictures are allowed as long as the patient consents and as long as there's no identity. So you go to the doctor, they'll be like, look, are you okay with us using these pictures for other patients to see so they could see what the results are? Because it does help people make a decision. You know, somebody has breast cancer, then they have to have reconstructive surgery. They're like, well, what would that look like? Well, this is patient A45, and she allowed us to show you her picture without her face so you could see what that would look like. It's very common. And then when you're talking about gender reassignment surgery, there's a lot of people that want to know what will it look like. If I don't have a penis and you guys are making one, what's that going to look like? You know, I mean, what is going to be the finished product? You know, people are always blaming in medicine that we don't have transparency in what you're purchasing in terms of your surgery or in terms of your, you know, even though we can't guarantee outcomes, people want to see what will that look like. If I grow breasts, what will that look like? So, of course, gender reassignment, you know, surgeons are going to have before and after. Now, the problem is who made these hashtags? Was it him or was he hacked? And so, you know, you do have some people very, very mad at those who are, you know, helping, you know, the transgender community undergo changes. And so I, you know, do believe there are, you know, bad people out there that would, you know, mess around. I just don't know how the hacking happens within a post. You know, so when my account was hacked, it just had a different name, and then I couldn't access it. And so I notified Instagram, and I started a new account. And it stinks because I hate that somebody has access to that and blocked me out of my own account. But I don't think they manipulated certain posts. They probably have the potential. You know, you could edit a post. I guess you can. Once you hack in there, you could edit a post. So, yeah. So, you know, that's obviously very, very frustrating. You know, I think we're going to get to a point with the pendulum swinging where, and I'm starting to see more and more people, they just don't have a social media account. Now, the only problem with that is everybody would have to know. And I mean, you would have to commit to it. So then if somebody did start a social media account with your information and put fake stuff, you could then say, look, it's fake. You know, I don't know. Now with all this gender or this identity fraud and, you know, people able to, you know, steal emails and things like that, I mean, people could set up fraudulent accounts all the time. So, if you're in a position where you think you're going to be vulnerable or you have some enemies out there who you think are going to mess with you, you might want to get rid of your accounts. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence will be in Nebraska today to tour flood-damaged areas. In a suburb west of Omaha, credit union manager Jason McIntyre works at just one of the hundreds of businesses that were flooded out.
We also house the city offices here, and we just pumped another foot of water out this morning.
The historic floods in the Midwest have killed at least four people and done hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. McIntyre says they're just trying to get their office back into shape.
And we're working to get demolition done so we can get all this repaired, get the credit union go up and going again.
McIntyre was speaking there on KSMB News. Busy day for President Trump as the president will welcome the president of Brazil, and the two leaders will then hold a joint press conference in the Rose Garden. The president and first lady will also receive an update on the opioid crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fox News is reporting that Purdue Pharma, the company that has earned billions of dollars, having, you know, created and sold the prescription painkiller OxyContin, is considering filing for bankruptcy. It's apparently battling numerous lawsuits as people are holding that firm responsible for the opioid crisis. Spokesperson for Purdue, Robert Johnson, told the Associated Press, as the company has stated, it is exploring and preparing for any number of eventualities and options, given the amount of litigation the company currently faces. They said hundreds of local and state governments have sued Purdue and other drug makers and distributors, claiming they are responsible for the national opioid crisis. because they claim that they allegedly, deceptively, and aggressively marketed the products. If Purdue files for bankruptcy, a federal litigation judge could decide if cases involving other companies can move ahead while Purdue is handled separately. Now, Purdue President Chief Executive Officer Craig Landau told the Washington Post that the company has not definitively decided on bankruptcy, but considering the impact of legal settlements or jury verdicts, it could cost Purdue Pharma billions of dollars. It is heavily weighing the option. And I don't blame them. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying they're innocent, but I don't blame them. I mean, just like with tobacco. I mean, when you have public opinion, we are right now in the age of anti-drug companies, especially pain medications. Now, I think we need to rethink our strategy because we need pharmaceutical companies. But right now, everybody is all, you know, they're grabbing their knives and pitchforks going, oh, yeah, you know, let's sue Purdue. Let's sue all these companies, you know, for all the narcotic issues, even though the majority of people are dying from illegal heroin and illegally obtained fentanyl. But, you know, lawyers go where it's, you know, there's that, you know, path of least resistance to sue. And OxyContin has their, footprint in this just as well as others. And so they're taking, you know, the load of the hits. Dr. Landau said we are considering it, but we've really made no decisions on what course of actions to take. A lot depends on what unfolds in the weeks and months ahead. Now, OxyContin got released back in 1996. Now, they say since then, addictions and overdoses increased dramatically, according to the CDC. In 2017, 48,000 opioid-related deaths were cited. We don't know how many of them were from OxyContin use, though. You know, so when somebody dies of heroin, was it that they did marijuana and then went to cocaine and played around with some ecstasy and then went to heroin? Or did they take some Lortab for a toothache and then later some Percocet for back pain and then jumped up to OxyContin and then from OxyContin overdosed? Or did they get some prescription medications, end up being tolerant and dependent, go to OxyContin, then they can't get medications and then they go to heroin? So you need to kind of go back and trace where the pathway was. So we can't really say if of those 48,000 opioid-related deaths, if 47,000 were OxyContin-related or two. It's hard to prove. Now, they say Purdue products are only a portion of the opioids prescribed. Documents from the Massachusetts State Attorney General suggest in an effort to hike drug sales, Purdue misled doctors who were reluctant to prescribe strong painkillers to their patients. Purdue, they say, disregarded safety and addiction and convinced doctors their drugs were safe. Now, I mean, as a doctor, I'm like, I mean, I met some OxyContin reps. I don't remember them trying to convince me that it's a non-addictive opioid. I mean, we doctors are pretty smart. I don't like the precedence. I mean, mind you, I'm not saying I'm in love with any of these pharmaceutical companies here, but I want to call it like it is. The average doctor is not that naive. You can't go to a doctor with a drug and say, oh, even though it's an opiate, your patient won't get addicted, because all of us have the basic knowledge of opiates and how they work. So if there is a doctor that believed that, I'm kind of wondering what medical school they went to. I mean, you know, we all know that these are some pretty heavy drugs. Now, if Purdue tried to claim that people get addicted less often to OxyContin, or if they stated that the addiction happens a little bit later, not overnight, like with some of the other medications, and they have proof of that, is that still legit? So, I mean, you know, what exactly was this duping that happened to doctors, and how were doctors duped? Now, on the other end of it, there was a pharmaceutical company. Well, I'm a fan of the pharmaceutical company, and I've told you guys this. I like Merck a lot. But there was a rep that tried to tell me that the Vioxx was safe for the heart and blood pressure. And I was like, but I'm having a problem with it because my patient's blood pressure is rising. You know, I want to prescribe the drug, but I can't. And the pharmaceutical rep had data. And I was saying, but look, it's, you know, it's probably something else. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Since I'm not seeing the spikes when they're not on the medicine, I'm not going to put them on. But when I did have an argument with the pharmaceutical rep, that's where it ended. No big deal. They have their data. I could believe their data, and I cannot believe their data. But Purdue is the primary defendant in a trial on May 28th against the state of Oklahoma. And the prosecution could seek more than $1 billion from drug companies. Apparently, prosecutors consolidated most of the lawsuits in a Cleveland federal court where ongoing settlement talks continue before two scheduled trials this fall. But bankruptcy hearings could halt the legal process for Purdue. Now, Purdue is privately owned by the Sackler family. The Sackler family hired an executive and a consulting team that has experience restructuring companies during legal and financial crises. Court records in Massachusetts reveal the family received more than $4 billion from Purdue from 2007 to 2018. So if this ever went to a jury, right, blaming Purdue and OxyContin for the opioid crisis, they're going to lose. This goes to trial because all the public opinion is anti-pharmaceutical companies. They got rich. They made millions. Thereby, they're bad. But, you see, I need to look a couple years from now. I need to look ahead as a doctor, okay? If Purdue goes down and other companies are getting sued, what do you think the next project is going to be from pharmaceutical companies that outlast this, you know, assault? Whether it's warranted or not, what do you think the average pharmaceutical company is going to do? Well, when they're having their board meeting, you know, and their pitch meeting, okay, you know, should we do another antibiotic? I don't know, you know. Insurances don't really pay for antibiotics anymore, and, you know, doctors aren't prescribing antibiotics anymore, so antibiotics aren't good to go to now. Yeah, this whole anti-antibiotic wave, I understand we overprescribe antibiotics, but now there's such an anti, we're not going to write an antibiotic, that some pharmaceutical companies may be like, why are we putting money into a new antibiotic that we aren't going to be able to sell? And we need production of new fancy antibiotics. So they're probably not going to go for an antibiotic. Would they go for blood pressure medicine? Maybe. Cholesterol medicine? There's already a lot out there. What about pain medication? People are in pain. Yeah, but we'll get sued. But people are in pain. I know, but we'll still get sued. You know what? Let's just pass. It's too complicated. Now, pain is never going away. I don't care what advances we make in cancer, what advances we make in any sort of medicine, pain will never go away. And seeing these companies get attacked just discourages other companies from making new pain medications. It's a problem. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. This has been reported by CNN. A teen who refused the chickenpox vaccine says school is limiting his activities. So he's suing. Apparently, the Kentucky student is suing his local health department because it barred students who aren't immunized against the chickenpox from attending school and canceled extracurricular activities during an outbreak that has affected 32 people. Jerome Kunkel, a senior at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Assumption Academy in Walton, Kentucky, refuses to get the chickenpox vaccine, citing his Christian faith. That's being reported by CNN affiliate WLWT. He and his father allege that now he's being discriminated against because of religious beliefs. Last week, the Northern Kentucky Health Department announced that all students at the school who don't have proof of vaccination or proof of immunity against the chickenpox will not be allowed to attend school until 21 days after the onset of rash for the last ill student or staff member. This also affects the school's sports and extracurricular activities. Those have also been canceled to avoid spreading illness to other schools and places. Now, Jerome Kunkel told the station that he's upset over the health department's decision because it affects his basketball season. He goes, the fact that I can't finish my senior year of basketball, like our last couple games, is pretty devastating. I mean, you go through 4 years of high school playing basketball, but you look forward to your senior year. Now, chickenpox obviously is very, very contagious. We've talked about that. Causes a blister-like rash, itching, tiredness, and fever, according to CDC. It can spread by touching or breathing in virus particles. It is spread by respiratory droplet transmission, where somebody could sneeze or breathe or talk on you and you get it. It can be really serious for babies, pregnant women, people with an immune system, or if you're older and you get chickenpox. That's not easy. And in response to Kunkel's lawsuit, the health department said that the recent actions taken by the Northern Kentucky Health Department regarding the chickenpox outbreak at Our Lady of Sacred Heart was in direct response to a public health threat and was an appropriate and necessary response to prevent further spread of the contagious illness. Now, the dad of Jerome, WLWT, Bill is the name, he told them that he doesn't believe in the chickenpox vaccine and that they're trying to push it on us. He told the station that they object to the particular vaccine because he believed it was derived from aborted fetuses. And, of course, we're as Christians, we're against abortion. Now, I have to admit, this is the first time I heard of that because I'm not a fan of, you know, using fetuses of, you know, babies that can make it in this world for vaccines. I've never heard of this. And I have never heard of the chickenpox vaccine being derived from that. But according to the National Catholics Bioethics Center, there are a number of vaccines made in descendant cells of aborted fetuses dating back several decades. They say since that time, the cell lines have grown independently. It is important to note that descendant cells are not the cells of an aborted child. They never themselves formed a part of the victim's body. That's according to the National Catholics Bioethics Center. Now, some Catholics worry about vaccines derived from cell lines associated with abortion, and this question, I guess, ended up coming to the Church's Pontifical Academy for Life. They say one is morally free to use a vaccine, regardless of its historical association with abortion. The reason is that the risk of public health, if one chooses not to vaccinate, outweighs the legitimate concern about the origins of the vaccine. That's according to the National Catholic Bioethics Center. They derive their messages from the teachings of the Catholic Church. They say this is especially important for parents who have a moral obligation to protect the life and health of their children and those around them. So that Catholic entity is saying, look, despite what we think the origins are, we're not debating what the origins are of these vaccines. It's okay to vaccinate your child if you're worried about the life and health of your child in the community. So, wow. I mean, I've said this time and time again. This is going to end up in the Supreme Court. Can you mandate vaccines in somebody with religious objections? Now, some people argue, well, there's so many religions out there. You know, if somebody has a religious, decree, you know, from above, you know, telling them that they have to sacrifice a child, you know, would we allow that? Well, no, of course not. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, injecting healthy kids. I'm for that. I love the vaccine program. I think vaccines have saved lives. We talked to Dr. Karin Deuce earlier about that. But despite my being pro-vaccine, I think we do have to listen to what parents are concerned about in terms of vaccines. I was just at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Day on the Hill. And, you know, we were talking about this, you know, how do we approach parents, you know, what, you know, you have, I guess, anti-vax movements like Moms for Measles, You know, and you know, what exactly is the argument coming from the other side? And you know, we've had people that have, you know, called into the show telling us their concern. You know, one was, you know, Army, you know, historical issues of, you know, vaccines being contaminated. You know, and so they're like, you know, why would I put something in my body, you know, if I don't have to? So there's that, you know, argument people have. You have the other argument of people saying, well, you know, I want natural immunity. You know, I want to get the virus and then not get it again. Yeah, but like with chickenpox, it comes back as shingles. It's something we've talked about on the show many times. So, you know, getting a disease naturally doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to be without sequelae. And, you know, trust me, you don't want to get a case of polio. That's not going to make you stronger. So we need to understand what people's concerns are with vaccines. Now, if some people really, really believe that they were derived from, you know, aborted fetuses, even though I haven't seen that done practically, I get why that upsets them. I absolutely do. Unfortunately, the other argument to that is we have a lot of unfortunate things that happened in our past that have brought us medical advancements. And there are many things that we now use today, medically, very commonplace, that might have had roots that unfortunately were very, very bad. So any of my family that was experimented on barbarically by the Nazis might have allowed us to have certain advancements today. That doesn't mean I'm not going to, you know, allow a procedure or that medication or whatever on my child. I just don't think about that. But, you know, there's a lot of unfortunate roots to a lot of our medicine. A lot of experiments were done on people improperly. And advancements today were from that. I'm not saying that, you know, you should be okay with anything done on an aborted fetus. I'm not saying that. But, you know, if that's an argument we're making against vaccines, then that argument then translates to a whole variety of things that, you know, we may not be using in medicine today because of roots. You know, I mean, this is why we're having such, you know, debates over historical monuments and history and names of cities, because in our history we had the Civil War. And we had a country that did things, you know, that included slavery, which is not okay in any shape, way, shape, or form. But it shaped certain cities. Certain cities were created under those conditions. And so what do you do with that city? You know, I mean, what do you do? What do you do with that, you know, landmark? What do you do with that square, that intersection? What do you do? And so that farm. So, you know, this is not going to be easy, you know. And, you know, this student, you know, you got a chickenpox crisis. The student's not vaccinated. Who should protect him? The school, the parents, the law? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.